Welcome to Astros Baseball, a podcast by a fan for the fans of the Houston Astros. Here is your host, Rob Fontenot.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into this episode of Astros Baseball brought to you by RamShirts.com, the company that brought you Crush City Tees. RamShirts offers custom printed and embroidered apparel. They offer direct-to-garment printing for small runs and screen printing for larger runs. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram at RamShirts. Visit RamShirts.com for all your custom apparel needs. Listeners of this podcast, you will receive 25% off your order with promo code BASEBALL. All right, folks, so the first thing that I wanted to talk about is something that came up on December the 16th, and I haven't had time or a chance to talk about it yet, but I wanted to share it with you. Major League Baseball correcting a longtime oversight in the game's history by officially elevating the Negro Leagues to Major League status. Rob Manfred released this statement. All of us who love baseball have long known that the Negro Leagues produced many of our game's best players, innovations, and triumphs against a backdrop of injustice. We are now grateful to count the players of the Negro Leagues where they belong as major leaguers within the official historical record. This is a big deal. All the players that were in those leagues will now be considered major league players. And I think this is a good thing because they weren't allowed to play in Major League Baseball. So I think this is pretty good. And if you want to stick with the topic of injustice, the Cleveland Indians made a statement a couple of days ago that they will no longer use the name Indians and they will have a new nickname in 2021. Hopefully they'll have a new one. We don't want them coming out the way the Redskins did, the Washington football team. I've heard the Rockers. I've heard the Spiders. So we shall see. I had a poll the other day. I posted a poll because I'd been seeing people posting about bringing an NHL team, a hockey team, to Houston. And I don't know why. I don't know if there's a team struggling in attendance. I don't know what's going on. But I wanted to gauge people's actual desire to have a hockey team in Houston. So I created this poll, and I made it more interesting by giving them an option. I wanted to see just how bad some of these people wanted a hockey team. So here's the poll. Which Houston major sports team would you be willing to lose to get an NHL team? It's the Texans, the Astros, the Rockets, or none. So I assumed going into this that the winner of this poll would be none. You have NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. Why would you give up one of those to have a hockey team? And so the winner was none. It was 56% of the people that responded to the poll said none. And this is the shocker for me. And I don't know if it's because of recent performance or problems with their coaches and owners or bad trades or whatever. But 27% said they would get rid of the Texans. 27% said they would get rid of a National Football League team to have hockey. And I'll tell you this, there is no way if there was a team here in San Antonio, if we had an NFL team in San Antonio, there is no way that I would give that up to have a hockey team. My option or my selection would be the Rockets because I hate the NBA. I do not watch basketball at all. I don't watch hockey either. But if the town I lived in had a hockey team, I would definitely watch it. But I have an NBA team in the city that I live in, and I don't watch them. I don't care about them because I personally hate basketball. I love playing it. I love playing it as a kid, but I just do not like, I don't like watching it anymore. It's just, I just don't like it. 2% said Astros, and that's expected because my followers on Twitter are mostly Astro fans, but 27% said they would give up the Texans. Dusty Baker was talking to Brian McTaggart on a video call, talking about the offseason goals. He said he wants to shore up the bullpen, and this goes with what we've been saying, that the Astros wanted to get a couple of bullpen arms, but he also said position player and a starter, not necessarily in that order. So if you go with him wanting a starter, does that put Christian Javier in the bullpen? That would be my guess. But he said, shore up the bullpen, position player, and a starter, not necessarily in that order. He also went on to say, I don't know if baseball is getting the vaccine. I don't know if we're going to have spring training. I don't know if we will play 162 games. A lot of that stuff is up in the air because of COVID-19. The Astros are still selling tickets. They're selling season tickets and all of this. And we don't even know if we're going to have fans in the seats again. I would assume no. I mean, people are getting the vaccine already. But I think we could possibly be another year away. And I'd like to get Dr. Jill on the show again. And find out what she has to say about it. But who knows? Who knows if we're going to have fans in the seats? I think, I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, if Texas says you can and other cities say you can't, who knows if they'll let us? I don't know. Another story I saw that I found interesting is this, and I wanted to share it with you. The five best seasons by an Astros pitcher. I'm going to go 5 through 1. And you tell me which one you think. I guess you can't tell me because we can't talk to each other right now, but just think about it, and then you come up with your own answer. Number 5, Dallas Keuchel in 2015. He led the American League in wins with 20 innings pitched with 232 and whip 107. He ended the season 20-8 with a 2.48 ERA. He was the American League Pitcher of the Month 3 times, and he won a gold glove. 15-0 at Minute Maid Park with a 1.46 ERA, 139 strikeouts. The first pitcher in modern history to go 15-0 at home. That is a pretty amazing season, and we're just at number 5. Number 4, Larry Durker, 1969. 37 starts that season for Larry Durker. He threw 20 complete games. That is amazing. That's never going to happen again. 305 innings pitched, 20-13 record with a 2.33 ERA, and he was an all-star. What makes that amazing, if you look at all these stats compared to what Dallas Keuchel did, it would have to be the 2.33 ERA, the fact that he was an all-star, and mostly 20 complete games in 37 starts. It's pretty amazing. Number 3, Gerrit Cole, 2019. Unbeaten in the final 22 starts, 16-0, 1.78 ERA. In his first 11 starts, he started 4-5 with a 4.11 ERA. A club record 3.26 strikeouts, 0.89 whip. In 5 playoff starts, he went 4-1 with a 1.72 ERA, including 15 strikeouts in the American League Division Series versus the Rays. Number 2, Justin Verlander, also in 2019, a 0.80 whip, the second lowest whip in 100 years. He finished second in the Cy Young, 34 starts. He went 21-6 with a 2.58 ERA and 300 strikeouts. His 172 average against led Major League Baseball. And number 1, Mike Scott in 1986. He led Major League Baseball in strikeouts with 306, ERA with 2.22, shutouts with 5, and innings pitched 275 1/3. He finished 18-8 with a 3.29 ERA. and he was the National League Cy Young Award winner. So I have two questions that I wanted to answer from Brian McTaggart's mailbox, and I'm not going to give you his answers. This is something that I used to always like doing during the off season, and I haven't done it in a while, but I thought they were good questions. And what it is it's good questions as far as topics for me to talk about. And I only picked two of them. But number one, will the Astros go into rebuild mode after 2021? I don't know how anyone could ask that. We just had all of these. I mean, we had like 10, 11, 12 rookie pitchers. We have a bullpen full of rookies that are going to contribute for years to come. We have Bregman and Altuve signed long term. You're not going to rebuild with all that talent. We have Framber Valdez. I mean, we're going to lose. Let's say we lose Correa. We already lost our outfield. Let's say we lose Correa and we lose Maldonado. We're still pretty stacked. You're still going to have Alvarez. You're still going to have Kyle Tucker. You have way too many good players to be rebuilding. We're not going to be in rebuild mode. We have way too much talent, and they're just not going to do it. Are they going to be able to compete for a World Series every year? Maybe not, but definitely not rebuild mode. Definitely not. Number two, will the Astros give Miles Straw a chance to start in center field? They may not have a choice. If they can't sign Springer or Jackie Bradley Jr., they might not. What I've read, there's not really any decent center fielders out there. So they may not have a choice. Miles Straw, not very good at hitting. At least last year he wasn't. But one thing that I read is that the Astros lineup is so good that they, you know, him being in the lineup, they can withstand that. I mean, you have, not to talk bad about Josh Reddick, but, you know, he'd be hitting 240 or something like that. I think Miles Straw can get pretty close to that, you know. But so the answer to that is they may not have a choice, but I can tell you this. In my opinion, I don't think they want to. I don't think that's the option they want to go with. But we'll see what happens. But anyway, that's all I have, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Astros Baseball. Make sure to subscribe so that way you will be alerted when there is a new episode. Follow Rob on Twitter @RobFontenot.